You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're devoting the majority of the show to Election Day. Voters have until 8 p.m. tonight to submit their ballots and make a decision on Prop 50, which would temporarily redraw California's congressional maps to benefit Democrats and combat a similar move being done by Texas Republicans. But today is not the only election in the country. We're going to get a sense of how California's special election is resonating on the national stage. Alexi Kossoff is a staff writer for the San Francisco Chronicle, based in Washington, D.C., and joins us now. Hey, Alexi.
Hi there. How are you?
So you recently rejoined the Chronicle. You spent more than a decade based here in Sacramento covering state politics. You started reporting in D.C. when this special election was really picking up momentum, picking up speed. That reporting for you started here in Sacramento. Now you're in D.C. How has that widened your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, it's been interesting to be here and hear all of the discussion happening about how this Proposition 50 fight and a lot of other things that are happening in California politics are fitting within a national frame, and how what California does is affecting other states and, you know, their response to California and California's response to them in turn. This is such an important state in so many ways just because of its sheer size. And so it's impossible to ignore the politics of the state. And it's very clear every day as I've been, you know, covering the halls of Congress the last couple weeks leading up to the election. I mean, California and the stakes in California get brought up constantly by the leaders of both parties.
So are people talking about Prop 50 in Congress leading up to this election?
I mean, I would say it's not getting quite as much attention as like the New York mayor's race. You know, everybody
which is
wants
also
to
today
talk about Varun Ramdani, but it's definitely come up, and especially it's an important signal for Democrats who've been kind of on their heels in this national redistricting fight. President Trump has pushed Republican states to redistrict and add more conservative leaning seats that could shore up their narrow majority here in Washington. And for a long time, Democrats couldn't really figure out how to respond to that. And so if Californians pass Proposition 50 today, it could give five more seats potentially to Democrats in Congress, offset some of the gains that Republicans are set to make, and really send a message that that party is back in the fight against Donald Trump and in the fight to win back control of Congress next year. So it's a very important, you know, symbolic moment beyond just the sheer, you know, logistical importance of the seat.
As it stands now, does it just end with Texas and California, or are there still other states considering and maneuvering potentially in response to California's redistricting plan if voters approve it?
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely not the end. You know, I think some of the kind of hype around this fight has died down in the past few months. It's not as exciting and new as it once was, but there's still developments all the time happening across the country. Already, a few other states have also redistricted, even in the time that Californians have been waiting to vote. Missouri and North Carolina have both added one more Republican seat each. Ohio has added up to potentially two Republican seats, depending on how those races go next year. And in Virginia, actually, a few weeks ago, out of nowhere, the Democrats there started the process of passing an amendment that could be very similar to California's, temporarily overturning their independent redistricting commission. So it looks like actually the momentum in California in favor of Proposition 50 may have, you know, given a little bit more juice to Democrats in Virginia to try something similar. So, yeah, this fight is continuing to play out. There's other states that even are continuing to experience pressure: Indiana, Illinois, Maryland. So we may see this for months to come.
Wow. I mean, and we're just 1 year from the midterms. So when it comes to voters, not only in California, but across the country, their district could potentially look different, maybe even months ahead of the midterm.
Yeah, I mean, this is sort of one of the issues is that this is a very tight timeline. Already in California, we are coming up in the next few months on the filing deadline for candidates who want to run. And, they're finally going to have some clarity after tonight about what seats they're running in. But in other states that haven't yet redistricted but plan to, that uncertainty will continue into next year potentially. And, that's very hard for voters and for candidates, just not knowing what the picture looks like for them, who they need to appeal to, how to craft their message, who might represent them, all those things. And there's even more uncertainty kind of lingering because there's this important Supreme Court case that's still pending, that might overturn a section of the Voting Rights Act and open the door for even more redistricting, allowing for the elimination of these sort of protected minority districts. And so that could upend things even further next year if the decision comes down in time to affect the 2026 election. So we may see the map scramble and rescramble and rescramble up until maybe next summer or even later.
Right. I mean, in this redistricting or gerrymandering, I mean, it's not happening in a vacuum. How have these other larger issues like the government shutdown, SNAP disruptions, National Guard deployments, increased immigration crackdowns in the first months of the Trump administration, how has that shaped or even supercharged the race here in California?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely has supercharged the messaging here in California because Democrats from the beginning said, we are doing this as a response to President Trump. We are doing this because he is trying to seize power and essentially create a permanent majority that will allow him to do whatever he wants. And so we need to fight back. We need to fight fire with fire and give Democrats a chance to win control of Congress next year so they can put a check on the president. And obviously, in the last few weeks and months, as we've seen those stakes grow ever higher with the government shutdown, healthcare costs rising, SNAP benefits lapsing, all of these things, that has given Democrats more fuel to say, this is a president who's out of control. We need more than ever to pass Proposition 50 and ensure that we have a chance to put a check on him in Washington.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Alexi Kossoff with the San Francisco Chronicle about how California's redistricting special election, which is happening today, is playing out on the national stage. In the last few minutes that we have left, I want to hone in on the California congressional delegation, especially the Republican representatives whose districts are on the chopping block of being reshaped. What is the energy in D.C. right now when it comes to those Congress members?
I mean, there's actually not really many of them who are here right now. And so that's sort of the issue. There's no energy much at all. One member of Congress who is here is Representative Kevin Kiley, and he has sort of made a point to be in his office despite the shutdown and come to work and show up as sort of sending a message saying that I don't agree with how this whole shutdown has gone. And, I think we should be here working for the American people, figuring out a solution and reopening the government. And he's pretty unique in that because most are back in their districts. As you know, some of your listeners may have seen over the past few weeks, many of the Democrats are back in California campaigning for Proposition 50 right now. And so, I would say the energy in Congress right now is pretty quiet and pretty uncertain about where things are headed next. And I think a lot of people are sort of waiting to see what will happen tonight, not just with Proposition 50, but with these important races all across the country, including closely watched gubernatorial races in Virginia and New Jersey. If Democrats have a really good night, I think there is, some who are wondering whether that could give Democrats more leverage in the shutdown negotiations going forward.
It's almost like this is kind of a midterm before a midterm.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the first big test of you know, the president's popularity, whether he can carry Republicans forward, whether the backlash that Democrats are trying to, you know, foment among voters is actually going to, you know, come into fruition. I mean, there's very key races in several states that could give that early hint at where the momentum is heading into 2026. And it's not to say that's gonna, you know, it's not a fortune for what everything looks like going forward, but it certainly is a big signal about whether the Republican Party has been hurt by Trump's increasing unpopularity and the increasing unpopularity of his policies, or whether, you know, this persistent issue that Democrats have had with their messaging, you know, which cost them the 2024 election, is actually continuing forward into the second Trump term.
When it comes to Congressman Kevin Kiley, he represents District 3, of course. That's a very long district that spans from Lassen to Death Valley National Parks. Our politics team reached out to him. He's, as you said, based in D.C., not planning a press conference, but will prepare a video statement later this evening. But he was on the New York Times podcast, The Daily, on Friday, where he discussed his opposition of mid-decade redistricting in any state, Republican or Democrat. Let's take a quick listen to his rationale.
But I think that, you know, the logic of this, that responding to what a prior state has done in order to sort of cancel them out, it just leads to this sort of race to the bottom that degrades democracy everywhere.
And just explain why it degrades democracy everywhere in your mind.
Yeah. So, I mean, the basic line that you sometimes hear is that voters should choose their representatives. Representatives shouldn't choose their voters.
Right.
And when you sort of are moving district lines around in order to arrive at the outcome that is preferred by incumbent politicians, then it really limits the agency of the voter to sort of choose the destiny of their state or their polity. That's one reason. I mean, it's also just incredibly destabilizing when you do it mid-decade.
He also has a bill that would ban this practice nationally. Where does it stand now? I know the government is on shutdown, but did it ever get any momentum before the government went on shutdown?
It did not. I mean, it's clear to say that at this point that there's really no plans for Republicans and Democrats to come together and put down, you know, their arms and agree not to take up this redistricting fight. Obviously, Kevin Kiley is one of the Republicans in California who is at risk of losing his seat next year if these, you know, new districts go through with Proposition 50. And so he obviously had an incentive to try and sound the alarm and push through sort of changes that would prevent that. But I think the leadership here in Washington sees the potential to gain more from other states and win more seats through this redistricting fight than, you know, than they could gain from protecting the incumbents they already have. And so they don't have an incentive to take up the bill. It hasn't gone anywhere. And as a result, Democrats are going along and, you know, joining in the fight in other states.
Alexei, thank you so much for taking the time. I know it's a busy time for you.
Yes, thank you. Always good to talk to you.
Alexei Kossoff is a staff writer for the San Francisco Chronicle based in Washington, D.C. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.